Craig Cadden, Tony Asteni back with you at Waukee. High school baseball comes your way at 5 o'clock as the Waukee Warriors host the Southeast Polk Running Rams. A high school baseball doubleheader will bring you game one right here on 1490 The Jock. But time right now to talk some Major League Baseball and the news over the weekend with the 4th of July. A lot of people weighing in now on their thoughts about what Chicago did. Was it the right move? Did they get the right return in trading away Jeff Samardzija along with it? Also, Jason Hamill involved in the deal. And we always go to one man when we're talking about the Cubs, and that is Joe Aiello. View from the bleachers, and he joins us here on a Monday afternoon. What's happening today, Joe?
What's going on, Trent? How are you?
Doing pretty well. Exciting times in Cubby land, and it's something that I think the last time we talked about, we could start to see kind of the fruits of the labor, the work that had been done, and maybe some of those little sprouts coming up from the till when you look at what Theo, Jed, and company has done with this club organization. Chris Bryant's been outstanding. Javier Baez, after a difficult start, he's jumped forward. The prospects are there, certainly at the positions, all kinds of guys, and now the trade that people have been speculating about for a long time now, Jeff Samardzija, has finally happened. Let's start right there. Your initial reaction to the move.
Yeah, this one caught me by surprise. I was out with my family going to see some fireworks, and when I got home, I watched more fireworks via Twitter. So it was definitely an interesting night. I actually kind of strapped myself in expecting a long night of watching Twitter, but it really went down very fast. And once it does settle, I think we've got a return that was fair, and I'm excited about what we've got coming back in terms of return. The way I look at it is, I almost look at it as if you have to break it down into two separate deals. You look at what we got back in terms of Samardzija, and I think you can kind of say, well, you got Addison Russell, who's one of the best prospects in the game, and we got Dan Straley, who's a potential back-of-the-rotation starter. And then a player to be named later. That's the package that we've got for Samardzija. For Hamill, you basically look and say, we've got Billy McKinney, who's a first-round pick outfielder, straight up for him. And then I think that's a fair return. And when you break it down into those two separate deals, it makes sense.
One piece of this that I think people and Cub fans that I've heard the argument about is what you get in return when you bring in Russell. And this is a guy that is baseball perspective. Their new top 50 is going to be coming out here shortly. And I saw a tweet that they're going to have him coming in at number 6 across all minor leagues, him the number 6 prospect there. But he's a shortstop. You already have Starlin Castro, who's bounced back after a disastrous season a year ago. He's put up great numbers this year for the Cubs. You have Javier Baez there. And now you bring in another one, and you're looking at a logjam there. That's what people are saying. And I just look at it and say, hey, you're about stockpiling talent right now. These guys are year two, maybe 2 years away from being big-time contributors at the major league level. You're just trying to get as many good guys in the system, and you'll figure out a spot for them if they're good enough.
Well, let me ask you this, Trent. Would you rather have a $20 bill or two $10 bills? It doesn't matter. They're the same. And all these guys are is currency. And when you look at it like that and just say that this is, we're acquiring currency, and that currency is going to be used at some point, some of these guys are going to be used to be putting starting pitching in line. Whether that's via trade or what, we're going to have to use some of these prospects in the farm as currency. And so having the best athlete on the field in the shortstop position as your currency is wonderful. If I can have a whole lineup made up of shortstops, I would be thrilled. They're the best athlete on the field, so why are you stressing over that? You know, Cubs fans just, they're not seeing the big picture sometimes.
It's funny because, yeah, we're not talking about, you know, big lumbering corner outfielders or first baseman.
Right.
We're talking about athletic guys with strong arms. The only way to play professionally at the shortstop, you have to have an unbelievable arm just to be able to do that at the low levels of the minor leagues. So we're talking about guys that have flexibility, that have different places that can move in. And this is a great spot to be in. Now, let's play this game, if you will, Joe. Out of those three guys, and let's go 2 years down the road here. Let's make it even three. Who's the most likely of those three to be moved in your mind?
Yeah, this is my favorite game to play, and I play it often, actually. So I kind of projected this team out even as soon as next year or the year after, and I think the way I look at it, in my mind, if we look just at the shortstops, I believe that Javier Baez is the odd man out, and I'll tell you why. I think he's got the highest ceiling out of the three that we have. Between Castro and Addison Russell and Javier Baez, I think he's got the highest ceiling, and he was not a guy that's already been established in the majors that was brought in by Theo and Judd. Baez was drafted by the previous regime, and if you look at Baez's approach to play, he's a free swinger. He's got immense power. He's got immense fast speed. But free swingers aren't really the general norm of what this organization looks to bring in. And so if you can have your highest ceiling prospect be a guy that doesn't necessarily fit your organizational mantra, but a guy that people are going to look for and has value, you could turn that into a frontline starter in a heartbeat. I guarantee if you follow the majority of the teams right now and offer Javier Baez, they're listening. They're taking that phone call. And so I believe Javier Baez will be the odd man out with Addison Russell playing shortstop for this team, Castro probably sliding either over to third base or over to second base, depending on what ends up happening with guys like Mike Holt and Chris Bryant. And then even figuring in somebody like Arizmendi Alcantara into the mix as well, depending, again, on what happens with the rest of your infield. I think Baez is the guy that's the odd man out, and I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be used as currency to bring in one of the frontline starters we're going to need.
Taking a look at the big trade with the Cubs here with Joe Aiello, view from the bleachers here at Mouth of the Midwest. Joe, another piece here that's been swept under the rug with all the talk about what's happening there at the shortstop position is Straley. You mentioned him, and this is a guy that just 2 years ago led minor league baseball with 190 strikeouts. He finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting a couple years ago. So this is a guy with some upside. You look at swing and miss percentage. He was very good at that. It's been really the biggest problem for him is giving up the gopher ball with a couple of tweaks, something here and there. Hey, look what the Cubs have done right now with Jake Arrieta. You're taking a guy with this kind of upside and putting him in and could be your fourth or fifth starter. You're in pretty good shape with that.
Yeah, exactly right. I think that's what gives me hope. Rob Nyer, a baseball writer, had mentioned over the weekend that he didn't see what the Cubs saw in Dan Straley. And the way I replied to that was, you know what, I trust him because I look at guys like Scott Stelton, I look at Pedro Strop, I look at Jake Arrieta, I look at, you know, Jason Hamill. These were all guys that were considered to be average to below average parts, and we've turned them into huge pieces. So I can trust them and know that they know what they're doing with these players. And if they can evaluate talent like that on the pitching standpoint, I'm all in with Dan Straley because they see something, and I'm in with it.
From there, we take a look at what's going on right now with the team and the organization. All-Star game around the corner. There's some frustrations about what's happened, but it's hard to get too upset. You can look at the numbers, and most teams that are sitting there under 500 can make an argument with somebody on their squad why this guy didn't make the team. But any frustrations for you at this point in time of what happened with the All-Star game?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Jake Arrieta would be a name that you might consider, but I think him missing the first month or so of the season really hurt his case. I think had he been healthy all season, he probably would have made the All-Star team. I think it's a little frustrating that Jess DeMarcha won't be able to pitch in the game, making it as now an AL rep. I think that's a little bit of a bogus rule. But other than that, no, I think Castro was probably the deserving rep just because he's been there before and he knows, or, you know, fans know him more than Anthony Rizzo. I think if I had to choose one or the other, I think I probably would have chosen Rizzo. But I think Rizzo has a chance to get in there, in the final vote, so we'll see.
So we look forward now. Chris Bryant's down here in Des Moines right now at AAA Iowa. He's been outstanding. Javier Baez has played well at times this season after really that rough start to the year. He's been not exactly consistent, but you can see the flashes that everybody gets excited about with Javier Baez and a lot of the other names that are down here in AAA, that down at West 10 and on down the list. A lot of great guys coming up. But how about free agency? When we look at the offseason coming up this winter, yeah, it's July, but we're already looking forward when we're talking about the Cubs. What kind of moves do you think they need to make? Is it something where you're looking at a front-end starter if one of those guys is going to be available? You have to get them if they're available? Or is it just a couple pieces here and there, and then we're really looking forward to 2016 before 2015?
Yeah, I think that we're getting really close. I think that this organization is sensing the fact that they're getting close. We saw Theo over the weekend kind of come out and say that this is the last year we expect to have a fire sale, which is good. That means we're approaching the light at the end of the tunnel. I think this offseason, I personally believe we're going to bring in John Lester. That's my guy. I think that's who we're going to bring in. He's a Boston guy, and I think that's who they're going to target. The negotiations with Lester and the Red Sox have not gone well. And my biggest question is now, if the Cubs would even make a move before the deadline now, to try to bring him in to avoid having to battle free agency. You know, to be able to bring him in before July and then negotiate with him there. The downside there is you run the risk of losing him. So, and giving up top talent to do it. So I think they're probably going to go ahead and bite the bullet, bring him in this offseason via free agency. And then I think the other pieces that you need to bring in that are going to be vital is veterans that know their role. We saw this the other day, or not the other day, the other year with David DeJesus. David DeJesus is a guy that knew his role on this team, and that's the kind of role players you want to see. Guys that can still contribute, but guys that are not going to have a problem taking a back seat to these young kids, because that's what their role is going to need to be. Is that of a mentor? Is that of a teacher? And is that of, you know, basically, essentially another coach on the field to be able to teach these guys how to play baseball, but also how to be a Major League Baseball player?
Any other names that are going to be moved here, you think, out of those veterans that we talked about before the trade deadline coming up July 31st, and then you have the waiver trade line that comes after that? Any other names that are going to get decent pieces in return, or is it just going to be a couple things that might happen here or there, but nothing to really worry about in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, I think there's still going to be a few trades that are going to be made. I don't think it's going to be a ton. You know, every year we kind of go into it and say, well, there's still 10 guys on our roster that could be moved. And it never happened. But I think there's a couple of names that are particular that could be moved. James Russell is the one that I think would be definitely a fit for a lot of teams that are looking for bullpen help. If you look at the numbers between Russell and Wesley Wright, they've been almost identical. So you can afford to move James Russell now. He's had a lot of usage over the last few years out of the pen. So you might as well go ahead and cut bait there and get a return from that. You know, another name that I think could potentially be moved if he can do anything with the bat is Nate Sheerholt. He's on the last year of his deal, and he could be moved. A guy like Justin Ruggiano, who's really done well at the plate this year, I think coming into the year, I wouldn't have said he would have been a piece, but now, based on what he's done at the plate, maybe he's a piece that you could move. So there's talent there that you could still move. I don't think anybody's interested in Darwin Barney, but if they're willing to take him, I'm willing to give him. So I think Russell's our primary trade target now to get rid of, and then, you know, guys like Sheerholt. Pieces like that we may be able to sell off for some B-level prospects, just to see what we can continue to build depth-wise in this farm would be a big move, I think.
Well, an exciting time certainly for the Cubs, and a lot of speculation about the future, but that's what makes it fun. Joe Aiello, View from the Bleachers. Thanks for your time today, Joe.
Anytime.